Well, back here at Hawcourt Park, where it's all going on now, the game's underway. One of the players involved has just come off from his first stint, and also one of the people involved in organising what is such a big event is Ricky Wallbank. And Ricky, normally involved in policing things like this, how's it feel being on the other side of the spectrum, actually being involved in it?
So, cheers, lads. I've always played a bit of football throughout my life, and then obviously 3 years ago we started this. Me, Craig and Gilly, and it's just nice to do something a bit different with football and obviously the amount of money we've raised so far over the 3 years is just phenomenal, and we've already seen what it's giving back to grassroots football in the area. Obviously we've seen referees being put through courses for junior football in the area within the last 12 months, and so it's nice to see the money that we've raised has gone back into grassroots football.
I like the way that you mentioned the referee there, because I just saw a couple of minutes of your performance out there and you were very much barracking the referees, it has to be said.
Well, when I'm off duty, lads, I like to marshal the game myself and tell the ref my thoughts. It was never a free kick or a penalty when you give that one down there, by the way. So I had to tell him.
Yeah, you certainly did just that. I mean, you just look around here though, I mean, a fantastic event that is unfolding and spectators coming and certainly showing their support as well, which must be a big thing for the players out there, this support coming for you.
Do you know what? It's massive, and like I say, it's the third year we've done it, and every year, and like I say, we've only been doing it, what, half an hour so far this year, and looking at the numbers that are here already, I know that the weather obviously helps a bit, but looking at the numbers that we've turned out every year from organising it, and you come up to the first 24 hours before the event and you think, oh goodness, why are we doing this again? And then you kick off and you see everyone here and you think, yeah, it's worth it. And then obviously with the funds that are going in as well, it is all worth it for a good cause.
Maybe in hands-on with the organising side of things as well. I mean, not just the case of the mammoth task of the 24 hours of playing the game, and obviously for the players having to be here for that whole 24 hours, even when they're not doing their stints on the pitch. But even the case of organising it as well, that must take a huge amount of effort to get it all ready and prepared.
Do you know, there's so much that does go into the background. And I want to say a massive shout out to Rudds and Gilly. I do a little bit, but Rudds and Gilly, the amount of work that goes in, not just getting the stuff ready for the players, but the planning, the stuff that's going to the council to organise with Hawcourt Park, to get food sponsors, to get holding a bottle of water, to get water for all the players, stay hydrated, because at the end of the day, they're putting their bodies on the line as well for 24 hours. It is a really hard task. Spoke to one of the players before we started, so it's his first year he's done it, and he said, how can you prepare for it? And simply, you can't prepare for it. It is a very strange experience.
As you say there about the sponsors, I mean, quite a lot getting involved as well. I mean, each player having their own individual sponsor, which certainly helps, doesn't it, in terms of the fundraising aspect?
Do you know what? And like I say, it's the first time we've properly set this year the players a little task of having to get X amount sponsorship, and every single one of them has pulled through, and that's why we're going to be on for another great total raised in the coming weeks when we see the final total. So a credit to all the players for chipping into their part, as well as like the match day sponsors and even like the companies that have like supplied us lighting for the 24 hours as well, on top of the food donations and things like that. It's massive to see Barrow as a whole coming together for a great cause, and it isn't just, I mean, it is a game of football, but it isn't just a game of football. There is an end product with giving back to the community as well.
I mean, it's certainly competitive out there. How do you think you're going to fare then, go over the course of the 24 hours?
So, Ads, you've got a little smile on your face there. I think you know my competitive edge anyway. I don't like to lose. It's 1-1. This is the trilogy. This is the third year. We've won one each. And I tell you now, I will not be leaving this pitch a loser after this 24 hours. We're winning this one. Just want to say, as I came off after my first stint there, we were 2-1 up. We have conceded since I've come off. It's gone 2-2. But this will end up in the hundreds. But we'll be on the right side of the result. I'll make sure of it.
I'll let you go and get yourself prepared then, because no doubt if they're starting to fail a little bit since you come off, you'll be getting called to come on for another little stint in a minute.
Oh, I want to leave here, lads. I'm going to lose my voice. We're going to go and heckle them and give them a jeer. That extra 5 yards, they've got to go run.
All the best for the rest of it.
Cheers, lads. Thank you, mate.